B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Ayin Gimel. We're going to start 9 lines from the top of the Omud. We saw on Daf Ayin Beis, Omud Beis at the top, a machlekes Abaya v'Rava. In the case of that he was niskavein lachtoich es hatolush, he wanted to cut something that was already severed from the ground, v'chotach es hamechubor, and by mistake he cut something that was still attached to the ground, which is one of the melochis. Rava Omar Potur. Rava says it's Potur because he's called a misasik. He wasn't intending to do a severing at all. He wasn't intending to cut something off the ground, and therefore he's misasik. Abaya says, since you were intending to cut and you cut, that's not called misasik. It's just a typical shoigeg, and you'll be chayev chatos. The Gemara is now going to bring another two arguments between Abaya and Rava. Itmar. Niskavein lizroik shtayim. If a person intended to throw in the Rishus HaRabim two amis, and we know that to be chayev for carrying in Rishus HaRabim or for throwing something in Rishus HaRabim, you have to move it four amis. You have to throw it or carry it four amis. He intended throwing just two amis, and throwing two amis, maybe min haTorah, definitely is mutar on Shabbos. Vezorak arba, and by mistake, It traveled four amos. Rava Omar Potur. Rava says that he's Potur. He's misasik. He didn't want to throw four amos. Abaya Omar Chayev. Abaya says you wanted to throw, so it's a shoygeg, but it's not misasik. And the Gemara explains, Rava Omar Potur. Why does Rava say he's Potur? Deloy kamechavin izrika arba. He wasn't trying to do something that could have been asa. What he was trying to do of throwing two amos is something that is mutar on Shabbos, and there's no shoigeg, which means there's nothing you could have told me that would have made a difference. Shoigeg means, had I known it was Shabbos, had I known this melacha was asur, I wouldn't have done it. But here I intended to throw two amos, even though I know it's Shabbos and I know that throwing four amos is asur, throwing two amos is mutar. Therefore, it's not called that he was trying to do something that was an act which turned out to be asa on Shabbos. No, he was trying to do something else altogether. He was trying to throw two amos. Therefore, it's called misasik. Abaya Omar. Abaya says, no, chayev damakaven is rika ba'alma. You wanted to throw. Throwing is something which is asa on Shabbos, obviously with the conditions being met of four amis. You didn't intend to throw four amis. Okay, so it's a shoygeg, but it's not an enim miskaven, it's not misasek, it's not as if you didn't want to throw. Another case, says the Gemara, kosovu rishus hayochid. A person who thinks he's in a rishus hayochid, in a private domain, and you're allowed to carry in a private domain, and he carries that. V'nimtis rishus harabim. And then afterwards it becomes apparent that it was actually Rishus HaRabim. Rava Omar Potur. Abaya Omar Chayev. Again, Rava says Potur. Abaya says he's Chayev. Rava Omar Potur. D'haloi miskavin nizrika d'isura. It's true that I was throwing and I intended to throw four amis, but throwing four amis in Rishus HaYochid is not an Issa. It's not as if I intended to do something in a Rishus HaRabim and there was some shoigeg, I forgot it was Osa, I forgot it was Shabbos. No, I thought I was in Rishus HaYochid, and you're allowed to throw in Rishus HaYochid. I wanted to do something that was mutar. Rabbi Omar, chayev. And Abaya says he's chayev, dohokom mechavin is rika ba'alma, you wanted to throw. Throwing is something that on Shabbos could be Osa. Unfortunately, it was in Rishus HaRabim, and you hoped it was in Rishus HaYochid. It's a shoigeg, but he's definitely not a misasik. Utsricha, says the Gemara. We need all three arguments to be mentioned in the Gemara. Also, niskavin lachtoich es hatolosh v'chotach es hamechubor. Also, niskavin nizroik shtayim v'zorak arba. And also, rishus hayochid v'nimtzis rishus harabim. Each case has an added chiddush over the one before it. And the Gemara is going to explain. Diash minon kamaisa, if it would only tell us the first case where he intended to cut something that was Tolush, and he cut something that was mechubar. But hahu ka'omar Rava, maybe only there Rava says he's potur. D'haloi ka'mechavin lechaticha di'isura. I wanted to cut, but the thing, I had no intentions whatsoever of cutting something that was osa, which means that what I intended to do and what I did there's nothing that I did that complied with what I wanted to do. I wanted to just cut something that was already detached. And I did not cut something that was detached. I cut something that was attached. That's called a misasig. There's nothing about what I wanted to do that actually got done. Aval niskav nizrik shtayim v'zorak arba. But I may have thought that in the case where you wanted to throw two amos, and it turned out to be that you threw four amos, you wanted to throw two amos, you threw two amos. The object you were throwing didn't stop after two amos, it continued another two amos. But what you intended to do actually got done. And therefore, I may have thought in that case, it's less misaseg. It's more similar to a regular shegeg. And Rava would say chayev. I may think he agrees to Abaya that it is chayev. That's why we need the second case to say that even there, Rava says he's potur. And says the Gemara, v'yesh minon baha, if it would just have said the first and second case and not the third case, I may have thought baha ka'omar Rava, in that case when iskavin nizrik shtayim v'zorak arba, d'haloi miskavin lizrika d'arba. Over there, what he intended to do is not even considered a melacha on Shabbos, because a melacha of carrying on Shabbos is four amos. I intended to do something that in Hilchas Shabbos was mutter. It's called that I wanted to do something that was less than the shiur of the Issa. And therefore it's potur. Aval kosovar shus hayochid v'nimtzor shus harabim duk mechaven izrika d'arba, in the case where he wanted to throw four amos, and throwing four amos is considered a melacha, providing it's in shus harabim. But the throwing, the act of throwing four amos is considered throwing. I may have thought he agrees to Abaya that he'll be chayev. Tzricha, that's why we need the third case to tell us that even though he intended throwing four amos, and four amos is called a throwing in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, but since he wanted to throw in Rosh Hashanah Yochid, and throwing in Rosh Hashanah Yochid is a permitted deed on Shabbos, it's as if he was engaged in something other than throwing, a prohibited type of throwing, and therefore it's called Misasik according to Rava. Continues the Gemara. And this, what we're about to learn in the Gemara, this is the third time in this Perek that we have a similar discussion. Tanan, we learnt in a Mishnah, and this Mishnah is soon going to be on this Omud. Avos melachos arba'im chosar achas. There are 39, 40 minus 1, 39 primary melachos on Shabbos. V'havinon bo. And when we were discussing the Mishnah, we asked, minyan olamoli, why do you have to tell me there were 39 melachos? Just tell me what the melachos are. I'll count them myself. I'll see there's 39. You must be teaching me something by telling me how many there are. V'omer Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan says in the Gemara we're going to see on Amud Beis, she'im ason kulam behelam echod chayev al kol achas v'achas. The Mishnah is coming to teach us that it's possible to be chayev in one Shabbos. One person should be chayev 39 chatois. And that's if he did all 39 melachis behelam echod. Means even though he did it behelam echod, he's still going to have to bring a chatos for each of the melachos mentioned in the Mishnah, and that totals to 39. And says the Gemara, Bishlei mele Abaya, we just now saw in Abaya, in the second machlokes of Abaya Verova, where if somebody intended to throw two amos, which is less than the shi'ur, less than the measure, the amount of throwing that's considered a melacha on Shabbos, and by mistake he ended up throwing it four amos, Rava says he's potter, Abaya says he's chayev. So according to Abaya, who says that when you intended to do half of the melacha, and then you ended up doing the whole melacha, that there's a chi of chatos, Bishlei mele Abaya do'amar ki ha'igavna chayev, then mishkachas lo de yoda de isura Shabbos v'yoda lo isur melachis v'katao b'shiurin. And what the Gemara is explaining is as follows. In order to be mechayev 39 chatois for the 39 melachos, it must be, it's not a shigigas Shabbos. There's something about Shabbos you have to know about. If you're not totally not aware of the essence of Shabbos, you will not be chayev 39 chatois. You'll be chayev a single chatos for not knowing about Shabbos. So you know about Shabbos. and nonetheless you don't know about the melachos. So the question is always, what do you know about Shabbos? You must know something about Shabbos, and the Gemara keeps saying there must be some isser of Shabbos that you know about, that this awareness of Shabbos means that the doing the melachos by mistake means that you made 39 other mistakes. I didn't make a mistake about Shabbos, because I know about Shabbos, but I made 39 mistakes for the 39 melachos, and therefore I need to bring 39 chatois. But so if a person who did one issa, then it's very easy to understand. I knew about Shabbos for the 38 Isurim, and I made a mistake on the 39th. That's fine. But if you made a mistake on all 39, it means that you're not aware of any of the 39 melachos. So what is it about Shabbos that you're aware of? Because if you're not aware about anything of Shabbos, then you only made one mistake and you're not going to bring 39 chatois. So according to Abaye, says the Gemara, it's very simple. I know about all 39 that you're not allowed to do the melacha in their full measure. So then if you're aware of all 39 melachos that you're not allowed to do them, then how can you transgress them and not be mazed? How can you have 39 chatois? Chatos is only by mistake. The answer is very simple. I did all 39 melachos and I intended to do just half of every melacha. And by mistake, I end up doing the whole melacha. And Abaye says, that's compared to Niskav Nizrik Shtayim Vazorak Arba. He says it's a Chai Chiyuv Chatos. So that's going to be the 39 chatois. Elo l'Rava d'Omar Potur. Rava says that if you intended to do half of the melacha, half of the shiur, and you did the whole shiur, it's called Misaseik, and you're going to be potur. So the question comes back. So how are you going to be chayiv the 39 chatois? If doing less than a shiur, you're potur from chatos, and you're only chayiv chatos if you do the whole shiur. So it must be you did 39 of the whole shiur, and you were not aware. Those are shaygigin. You were not aware of all 39 isurim, all 39 melachos. So what were you aware of? What's the case that you're aware of Shabbos and you made a mistake with 39 melachos? And exactly why we need Zodah in Shabbos, that's the Gemara we saw on Daf Ayin Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, we saw early on in this perek, the Omar who holds, Kivun Sheshogag Bekorus Afar Pisha Hizid Belav. Rabbi Yochanan holds that even if I'm completely aware that it's also to do these 39 melachos, but I was not aware that if one does them b'mezid, that there's a chi of chatos, that's also considered, there's a chorus, sorry, if you do it b'mezid, it's chorus, that's also called shegeg, then our Mishnah fits very well. I knew about Shabbos, I even knew about all 39 melachos that they were osa, but I didn't know that any of them have chorus with them. So, and I did all 39 melachos, I'm going to be chayiv 39 chatois. Mishkachas lo, de yoda lo l'shabbos, belav. I knew that there was a lav of doing these 39 melachos, and I just didn't know about the chorus, and therefore I'm still called shegig, I bring the chatois. Elo yisav alok rebshim ben lokish, if you hold like Rish Lakish who argues with Rabbi Yochanan, de omar achi yishgeg belav, the chorus, who holds you only consider the shegig. You only have to bring a chatos. If you not only you didn't know about the chorus, you didn't even know it was osa, then the yoda lo l'shabbos b'mai. We're back to our original question. If you made a mistake on all 39 melachos, thinking that all of them were muta, then what did you know about Shabbos? Says the Gemara, the yoda lo b'tchumin v'alibud Rabbi Akiva. This is the third time in the perek the Gemara has answered this, that there's another type of issa of Shabbos, which is not one of the 39 melachos, which is called the issa of tchumin, going outside the city where you were present when Shabbos came in. You may not travel outside more than 2,000 amos. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's an issa d'oraisa, and I know about that issa d'oraisa, so I know about Shabbos. I know there's something osa on Shabbos, and nonetheless, I did not know about the 39 melachos. And that's called a Zodoin of Shabbos and Shigigas Melachis, and it's possible to have 39 Chiyuve Chatos that Rabbi Yochanan mentioned based on this Mishnah. Continues the next Mishnah. And the next Mishnah is going to form the basis of much of the remainder of Maseches Shabbos, and it's this outlining what are the 39 Melachis we've heard so much about. Now, the Gemara we've seen previously says that the 39 melachos are all learnt from the melachos in the Mishkan, anything that was needed in the Mishkan was osur on Shabbos. And Rashi explains where some of these were done in the Mishkan. We're not going to go into those details now. There are many other details that will be discussed in the Gemara. We're just going to read the Mishnah and translate it so we should know what the 39 melachos are. Says the Mishnah, Ovois melachos arboim chosar achas. There are 39 primary melachos, which are actions that are also to do on Shabbos. And they are as follows. And generally, the Mishnah is set up into a few groups. The first group are all to do with making bread. The second group is going to be for making clothes. The third group is going to be primarily for communication, whatever's needed in order to be able to write. And then there'll be a few melachos at the end. Says the Mishnah, Hazoirea is sowing. Vachireish, plowing. Vakeitzer is reaping. Vamaamir is gathering together. Vahadosh, threshing. Vazoira, winnowing. Haboira, selecting. Hatoichen, grinding. Vamarakid, sifting. Vahalosh, kneading. Vahoifa, and baking. And those are all the melachos that we need, the 11 melachos that are needed in order to make bread. And now we're going to see the 13 that are needed to make clothes. Hagoizes es hatzemer is shearing the wool. Vamelabnoi is whitening the wool. Vamenaptsoi is disentangling the wool. Vahatsoivoi and dyeing the wool. Vatove and spinning the wool, making it into threads. And now there's going to be a few melachos to do with the weaving process, and we're not going to discuss what they are now. It's complicated. If you look in the Gemaras with diagrams on how the weaving loom looks like, we'll understand a bit better what these melachos are. Vamesech is mounting the warp, which is one of the strings. Vahoise shtei botinirin, somebody who sets and puts the threads through the holes in the frame that's going to be used to lower and raise the shesi, the threads that are the vertical threads, v'ho'irig shnei chutin, and weaving two threads, v'apitzea shnei chutin, or removing two threads, hakosher, tying a knot, v'amatir, untying a knot, v'atofer shtei tfirois, or sewing two stitches, hakirea almanos litfer shtei tfirois, or tearing in order to sew two stitches. If you tear not in order to sew, then that wouldn't be one of the lamates melachis. But if you're tearing as part of the process of being able to re-sew it in the design that you want it, that's the last of these 13 melachis. The next list, says the Mishnah, Hatzod Tzvi, to trap a deer or to hunt any animal. Vasheichtoi is to slaughter it, and that means to kill any animal. Vamafshitoi, to skin an animal. Vamoilchoi is to salt the skin, and that's the first thing they did in the tanning process. Vamaabides oiroi, and tanning the hide, the skin. Vamamachkoi, and smoothing it, removing the hairs from it. Vamachatchoi, and cutting it to size. Hakoisev shtei oisios, writing two letters on it. Vamoichuk almanos lichtoi shtei oisios, or raising something that's been written in order to write on that space two letters. And the last few melachos are haboine, building, vasoisa, demolishing, hamachabe, extinguishing, vamavir, kindling, hamake bepatish, that's striking with a hammer. And this is talking about the final blow, when you make the final blow to any utensil, a vessel, a garment. Finishing off a garment, finishing something off, making it usable, is one of the lamates melachis. Hamoitzi mirushus lirushus, and taking out an item from one domain to another. Minatayra, it's going to be from rushus hayochid to rushus harabim, or from rushus harabim to rushus hayochid. Harei elu ovis melachis arboim chosar achas. These are the 39 primary melachis that are also on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Minyona Lomoli, and we've seen this three times already in this perek. Why do we need the Mishnah to tell us there are 39 melachos? The Mishnah should just list out the melachos, and we will know ourselves there's 39. If we want to know how many, we'll count them. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Sheimason, Kulon Behelam, Echot Chayv Al Kol Achas Vachas. Rabbi Yochanan wants to teach us, or Rabbi Yochanan tells us that the Mishnah is telling us that if somebody Behelam Echot, He forgot about all the melachos, and he did all the melachos on Shabbos by mistake, behelam echad, then even though he had no knowledge or awareness of what he was doing whilst he was doing the melachos, nonetheless, he's going to be chayev a separate chatos for each and every one of the melachos. And the Mishnah is coming to teach us what's the total of amount of chatois you can be chayev if you do all the melachos. Behelam echad is 39. Continues the Gemara. We saw in the Mishnah the first two melachos, hazireya, which is sowing, vachirish, and plowing. Asks the Gemara, mechta michrav karbi bereisha. Is it not common to first plow and only afterwards to do the sowing, the planting? Why is the zireya before chayrish? Says the Gemara, lisni chayrish v'hado lisni zireya. It should first say chayrish and then zireya. Says the Gemara, tana be'eretz Yisrael koi. This Mishnah, the Tana, was in Eretz Yisrael, was referring to the custom in Eretz Yisrael. The Zori Bereisha V'Hoda Karbi, and there they sometimes do the Zuriya, they do the planting, the sowing, before they do the plowing. And the Mishnah is coming to teach us that even a Harisha that's done after the Zuriya, they needed to plow the land in order to cover over the seeds, it's also considered a Harisha. Continues the Gemara. Tana, we learnt in the Mishnah, Hazoirea, somebody who sows seeds, Vazoimer, and somebody who prunes the vines, typically, Vanoitea, and somebody who plants saplings, trees, Vamavrich, and somebody who bends down the branches of the vines into the ground, hoping that the branches will re-root themselves in the ground, and then they can be detached from their original tree, from the original vine, v'amarkiv, and somebody who grafts a branch into a tree. All of these kulon melocha achashein, they are all a subcategory of the one melocha called zereya, called sowing. Maikomash melon, what's the chiddush of this braisa? What are you trying to teach us? Hokomash melon, ha'isa melocha isharba me'en melocha achas, eini chayev elo achas. If somebody does a number of melachos, and they could all be ovis, but they are all the same av, sowing seeds and planting trees, it's the same av. The Mishnah only mentions zoreah, sowing seeds, but planting trees is exactly the same av, just it's not done with seeds, it's done with trees. And if somebody does the same av, even though it's a different variation of the same av, he's only going to be chayav one chatos if it's done behelam echod. Continues the Gemara. Omer Reb Acha, Omer Reb Chia Bar Ashi, Omer Reb Ami. Zoymer, somebody who's pruning, chayev mishum noitea. It's a tolda, it's a sub-category, it's a melocha, which is a tolda, of noitea, which is planting a tree. Why? Because when a person prunes a tree, or prunes his vine, he's typically doing it to promote the growth. And anything that promotes growth is a toilda of zoireya, of sowing seeds. Continues Reb Chia, v'hanoitea, somebody who plants trees, v'hamavrich, v'hamarkiv, as we explained, the mavrich is somebody who bends the branches of a vine into the ground, or markiv, somebody who grafts a branch into a tree, chayev mishum zoireya. He's chayev. As and Rashi seems to say that these are ovois, and they are on the same bracket in the same category as zoreah, as sowing seeds. Asks the Gemara, mishum zoreah in mishum noitea loy. Are you suggesting that they are only similar to zoreah and not to noitea? And the halachic ramifications of that seem to be that if a person did mavrich or markiv and did not do zoreah, but he just did noitea, even though noitea and zoreah, sowing and planting, are the same av. And if one did all of them together, we saw before, if he did noitea and zoreah and markiv and mavrich and zmira, then it's all one bracket. However, if he only did, then the two main avos here is zoreah and noitea, which is practically the same av, but one is for plants, for trees, and one is for seeds. So assuming that Mavrich and Markiv is only Chayev for Zoreah, it is only belonging to Zoreah and doesn't directly belong to Netiah, then if a person did Mavrich or Markiv and Netiah, then he would have to bring two Chatois. So the Mishnah, so the Gemara asks, Mishum Zoreah in Mishum Noiteah Loi, it doesn't even make sense, because grafting and being Mavrich are much more similar to things that you do with trees than to do with seeds. It wouldn't make sense that they should belong together with Zoreah and not belong together with Noiteah. Says the Gemara, Eimer, Af Mishum Zoreah. What Rav Acha meant was not that they are only similar to Zoreah, but they are also similar to Zoreah, and they're also similar to Noiteah, which means that Noiteah and Mavrich and Markiv are a group, and they're all obvious. Zoreah, Markiv, and Mavrich are also a group. Noiteah and Zoreah are also a group. However, Zmira, pruning, is only a toilda of Noiteah, and not a toilda of anything else. So the Ritva explains that if a person did Zoreah and Zmira, he would have to bring two chatois, because Zmira belongs to Noiteah and does not belong to Zoreah. Now, the Ritva explains, even though if he did Netiah and Zoreah and Zmira, he would only be Chayev one, because Netiah and Zmira are the same Av, and Zmira is a toldah of Noiteah, therefore it's just one Av. But in the event that the Av of Noiteah was not done, and its toldah called Zmira was done with the Av called Zoreah, then that one would have to bring two chatois. That's how the Ritva explains Rashi. Continues the Gemara. Omar of Kahana. Zoymer, if somebody prunes v'tzarich le'etzim, he's not only pruning in order to promote the growth of the vine or the tree or whatever he's pruning, but he also wants to use the woods for firewood. Chayev shtayim, then he's transgressed with the same action two of the melachas. Achas mishum koitzer, since he needs the woods, he's chayev mishum koitzer. Koitzer is cutting away anything that was attached to the ground. If you cut it away and you actually want to use whatever you've cut away, then you're chayev for koitzer. If you don't want to use it, then that's not a normal way of doing katsira. Katsira is normally done when you want the thing that you're cutting away. And here that you want it for firewood, you're chayev for koitzer. V'achas mishum noiteah. Since pruning also promotes the growth, therefore you're also chayev for noiteah, for planting. Omer of Yosef, hay man de kotal aspasto. Somebody who cuts down aspasto, chayev shtayim. He's chayev tu melachos. Achas mishum koitzer. Number one, he's chayev for koitzer because we assume he wants the aspasto. Va'achas mishum noiteah. Since cutting down the aspasto promotes the growth of that plant to grow even better and faster, therefore he's chayev for noiteah as well. Omar Abaya. Hai man de koniv silko. If somebody cuts away beets, chayev shtayim, he's also chayev for two melachis. Achas mishum koitzer, v'achas mishum zereah. Since he wants the beets, he's chayev for koitzer, and since he's promoting the growth of what's left, he's chayev for zereah. Continues the Gemara. V'hachayresh, the next of the obvious melachis in the Mishnah is plowing. Tana we learnt in the Braisa, hachayresh, if somebody plows, v'achayfer, and somebody digs a hole, and different tools are used for doing these different melachis, but it's the same melacha we'll see. V'achayretz, and somebody who digs a furrow, a ditch, kulon melacha achas hein, they're all the same melacha of chayresh, of plowing. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Sheshes, hoy soloi gavshushes. If a person has a mound, v'notla, and he took away the mound of earth, Babayis, in the event that he had the mound in his home, in his house, and he removed it, chayev mishum boine. He's chayev for building, because leveling out the floor is part of the building process. Besode, if he had this mound in the field, and he removed it, chayev mishum chayrish. He's chayev for plowing, because by removing the mound, softens the land, and anything that softens the earth and loosens the earth is chayev for choyrish. He's preparing the land to be able to plow there. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rava, hoy soloi gumo, if a person had a hole, v'timimo, and he filled up the hole, babayis, if it was in his home, chayev mishum boine, because typically one would level out the floor and fill up all the holes as part of the building process, and leveling out the floor of your home is part of building your home. Besode, if he had this hole in the field, and now he filled it up with earth, mishum chayrish is chayev for plowing, because the earth that he's filled the hole with is loose and soft, and therefore is mature for charisha, for plowing, and then to be able to sow into it or plant in it. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Abba, hachayfer guma b'shabbos, if somebody digs a hole on Shabbos, v'einei tzorich elo l'afro, he had no need for the hole. On the contrary, the hole is in his way. He's caused damage to his home by digging the hole, but he needed the earth. So the halacha is potter oleh. He's potter for digging the hole because it's not called boina, it's destruction. He hasn't built. And nor is it called chayrish since nobody plows or plants in their home, on the floor of their house. We've seen previously in the Masechta that Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you did a melacha, but and you didn't really need the melacha, nonetheless you're chayev. So over here, he dug a hole, he didn't need the hole. So we've said till now, Rabbi Abba said that he's potter. Would Rabbi Yehuda agree with that? At the end of the day, he dug a hole. Digging is also on Shabbos. It's true that ain't tzricha legufa, but Rabbi Yehuda says melacha she'ain't tzricha legufa is chayev. Says the Gemara, no. Hanemili mesakin. When a person does something constructive, for example, if there's a corpse, a dead body in a person's house, and he takes it from the Rishus HaYochid to the Rishus HaRabim, then Melacha Shetzricha Lagufa would mean, I want the corpse in the Rishus HaRabim. Melacha She'ena Tzricha Lagufa means that my carrying from one domain to the next is just because I don't want it here, but I don't really need it in the Rishus HaRabim either. But since taking the corpse out of the house has benefited to the house, therefore it's been a constructive deed, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a melacha she'ena tzricha legufa, he'll be chayev. Hay mekalkilhu. Over here, it's true that he needs the earth. But let's leave the earth. We're not discussing the earth, we're discussing digging the hole. Digging the hole per se is purely destructive. Is nothing constructive about it. And when doing a melacha, which is ein tzricha legufa, and it's destructive, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that he's potter, and we don't say it's a melacha she'ein tzricha legufa, which is chayev. Continues the Gemara. V'hakoitzer, reaping, removing any fruit, anything that grows from its source, from its sustenance on the ground, that's called reaping. It's an av melacha of koitzer. Tana we learnt in a brisa, hakoitzer, somebody who reaps the grains, v'haboitzer, and somebody who cuts his grapes, v'hagoydeir, and somebody who harvests his dates, v'hamasik, and somebody who collects his olives, v'haura, and somebody who gathers his figs. These are all different terms used for reaping different fruits. Kulon melocha achas, it's all one melocha called koitzer, called reaping, called severing something that was growing from the ground. Says the Gemara, Omar of Papa, Hai man de shodo, somebody who threw piso, a clod of earth, ledikla, onto a palm tree, in the hope that the dates would fall down, v'otar tamri, and he severed some of the dates from the tree, chayev shtayim, he's chayev for two melachis, achas mishum toilish, he's chayev for detaching the tamarim, the dates, from the tree. That's a melacha on its own, toilish. And toilish is a toilder of koitzer, of reaping. V'achas mishum mefarik. He's also chayev for mefarik, for extracting. And Rashi says what he's done is he has unloaded the dates from their clusters, and that's similar to mefarik, which is unloading the seeds from the chaff around them, and is a toilder of dosh, it's a toilder of thrashing. And the reason is, like we said, Rashi says, because he's unloading, he's separating the dates from their clusters. And that is a type of mafarik, a type of dosh. Rav Ashi Omar, Ein derech tzlisha bekach. This is not a normal fashion, a normal way of doing tzlisha, of detaching the dates. Normally, you want to detach dates, you either do it with a tool or with your hands. You don't throw a clod of earth at it. And since it's not the derech, you won't be chayev. Ve'ein derech prika bekach, nor is it a normal way, a normal fashion of doing prika, of extracting, which was the toldah of dosh, of thrashing. And since it's not a normal way of doing the melachas, it's like lachayad, and a melacha that's done, so to speak, with the back of the hand in an unusual way, is not chayev. Continues the Gemara. Hama'amir is somebody who gathers the produce. That was the next melacha in the Mishnah. Omar Rava, Hai manda konif milcha mimolchasa. What they used to do is, there used to be something called a salt ditch, where they used to channel salt water, seawater, into these ditches. The sun would evaporate the water, leaving the salt. Somebody who gathers salt from these salt ditches, chayev mishum ma'amir, he's chayev for this melacha of gathering. Abaya Omar. Abaya says, Ein imur elo bigdulei karka. The melacha of imur only applies to something that grows from the ground, and that excludes salt. And there's a discussion in the Mefarshim whether Abaya actually allows ma'amir if it's not gidulei karka, or just says that it's not chayev, but either way, it's clearly not chayev for one of the melachis. Continues the Gemara. Vahadosh. The next one of the lamates melachis mentioned in the Mishnah is thrashing. Tana, we learnt in a brisa, hadosh, somebody who thrashes grain, v'menapets, and somebody who beats flax. They would typically beat the flax to separate the flax from their stalks. V'hamenapet, or if striking cotton, and this is cotton wool, semer gefen, Rashi says, and they would typically strike it with a bow. Kulon melocha achas hein, it's all one melocha of threshing, of separating what's inside from what's covering, from the stalk, or whatever's covering what you want. Beating them, thrashing them, is an av melacha. And the Mirtz Hashem, in the next shiur, we're going to continue from here.